Okay, today's shiur of Mishneh Berurah Yomi is Siman Reish Ayin Vav, Si'ifim Dalid and Hey. Si'ifim Dalid and Hey. Okay, Im Yesh Ner, that's what we're up to, right? Im Yesh Ner, the Beis Yisrael, Uba Eino Yehudi, the Hidlik Ner Acher. Oh, this is one of the most important halachas in Bignena from Ruach of an Akum, the big, most important Yisodos. In Yishner Bebeis Yisrael, Ubayin Yehudi Vidlik Ner Acher. So the Yisrael has a Ner in his house, and a guy comes and lights another Ner. Mutter Lishtamesh L'Oro, you can use the light in that house, Ba'od Ner Rishon Dolik, as long as the first Ner is still lit. Aval La'achar She'yichbe HaRishon Asur L'Shtamesh L'Rashani. However, after the first light goes out, it will be Asur to use the second light. Okay? What's the idea? We'll see in the Mishneh Berurah. It's very simple. That as long as you are not, okay, being Nena in a way that you could not have been Nena before he lit, okay, it will be okay. In other words, like the guy comes and he adds more light. Okay, so you could read a little better. But the bottom line is you can still read. Okay? Or for whatever thing that you're doing, okay, as long as it could be done, so then even if he's a little better, it is not considered a distinct benefit that you are being nana from. So that's why, once the first light goes out, then you can no longer be nana, because then you're going to be nana solely from the guy's malacha, and you would not be able to read without that light of the guy. And therefore, it would be usher to be nana. Whether you have to leave, that's what we saw earlier. Okay, if the guy comes into your house and does it, you don't have to leave, but you can't do anything in your house that you wouldn't be able to do if the light was. You understand? If you're just you're getting a side benefit of light, fine. But you have to make sure not to do anything that you wouldn't have been able to do without the light.
So
okay?
One light can go out, though.
What?
One light, it says. That's only
okay.
How you measure that?
What?
It's hard to measure that, no?
Okay, so that's a little shabura. Little shabura. Mutter. Rotalomar. So it's mutter to use the oil. Rotalomar, after ata, even though right now, with this ner, shehid l'kushri Yisrael, that he looked for the Jew, this God, or Yosef, it's going to be more light. Afilu achi mutter, still doing mutter. Umayri, and it's talking about kishayacho mitchila. It's talking about from the beginning. B'makom hazeh akol ponim leyanes ktsas l'orei rishon. From the beginning, in this place, you could be nana a little bit. You see, from the orei rishon, from that first light. But lechein shari, uvelav achi aser, without an aser. In other words, let's say the light that was originally on was so small you would not be able to read at all. So then you would not be able to read with this new light. Okay? Vayin la'el sof sif katan chaf. L'chadchila lo'imal yudu lahavlik asa b'cholonim. However, we're only talking about here where what? Where the guy came and just did it for the Yisrael, without being asked. So then, assuming you had a light on already, you could be nana. But you can't go ahead now, and because you want more light, you can't go ahead and tell a guy, right, to turn on the light. Okay? Instead, you can't, this is not a heter to tell a guy to turn on the light. This is just a heter to be nana if he does it for you. Okay? Lama Gimel. I can tell you that most of the time people get messed up with the Mira Akum because they don't know the distinction between be mene from melacha and the iser of amir la'akum. There's a lot of the times they're together, but a lot of times they're not, and you have to know what's an iser of amir la'akum. Amir la'akum is usur even if you're not going to benefit. The fact that you told him to do a melacha for you and he did it is usur regardless. Okay, let's go right there. Legama gimel aval. La'achar sheyichbeh, right, it's going to be usur. Look what he says. V'chein im ha'isa medura. What would happen if you had a bonfire, you had a, right? Shenidlaka me'erev Shabbos, you had some bonfire before Shabbos. Uva en Yehudi v'hoisif eitzim b'Shabbos, and a guy came and added eitzim on Shabbos, b'shvil Yisrael, for the Yisrael to have, you know, more heat or whatever. Azur l'eschamein kenegda. It's going to be usur for the Jew to be meschamein next to it. La'achar when? La'achar sheyichlu ha'eitzim erishonim. As soon as the first eitzim are already gone, so then it's going to be aser. But until then, just because it will get a little warmer, okay, it's not going to be aser. But kodem sheyichlu yesh lahatir, he says le'eis hatzerech. Okay, in this case, it's not so poshut, okay, whether or not you can be matir altogether, because if you remember, there was a shayla gufa by a medura. Okay, whether we say near echad near lemeya or no, it could be that each significant. Okay, so therefore he says dav when it comes to a medura, you can only be matir leis atzorach. Let's move on. The lama dalid mutter leishtamesh ad kedei sheyichla hashemen. That's we have to go back to the Shulchan Aruch. It says v'chein unasan shemen b'ner hadolek. Says if a guy came and put shemen in a ner that was already lit, so he's adding more shemen to the lamp. Okay, so then mutter l'shtamesh ad kedei sheyichla shemen shaya bokvar b'yachakach aser. No, let's say you have enough oil in there for it to last, okay, only one day. But the guy comes and he puts it enough oil to last 8 days. Sound familiar? Okay? So, that's exactly the case. There's enough in there for what? Let's say for a half hour. Okay? And the guy comes and he puts it enough for what? For another hour and a half. So the first half hour, you could use it. Okay? But after the first half hour, when the initial shaman is gone, then the last hour and a half is fully his, fully from the guy. And if you'd be benefiting totally from the guy. Okay? Look at Mishabru, Lama Dalad, Mutter Vechule. After Ayyadin Asinas Hashem and Nitosef Ha'or, even though when they're putting in more shemen, there's also going to be more or, not just longer, it's also going to give greater, there's like more shemen gives greater light. Vechainim Asa Sha'ar Tikun Be'aner. And also, if he does any other fixing up of the ner b'shvil Yisrael, shayidei zed nitosef over there. Any other fixing up of the ner that would add, right? That would add, or let's say he put up a little, he moved it a little higher on the dimmer, right? So that would also be after the vada iser gomer lechadchil lechavoyis letting you use that, even though it's for sure usher to tell the guy to go ahead and up the dimmer, up the light, so there'll be more light. Afilu achi mutter l'shtameish la'oro. Even so, it is mutter to actually use the light. Kevin de belav achi hayayachol mitchila. Since without the guy, okay, adding or fixing in the light, yachol mitchila ktsas, he could from the start. A little bit be mishtamesh l'shtamesh l'oro. He can a little bit be mishtamesh l'oro. Lamed hey umuter. Lamed hey umuter limchos. Look at the Ramah. Umuter limchos be'en a Yehudi shebar lahadlik ner o lahosif what? O lahosif shemen. So he says it's mutter to go ahead and be mocha and chastise a Eino Yehudi, okay, who comes to be Madlik and there for you, or be mosif shemen. Now, what does it mean? It's mutter. Like, what does that mean? Look what he says. Umutter. The sagad of the chamina lahachrib is that you might think that you can't even tell him kedei shalom of daber beinyan hadlaka klal. So you shouldn't even talk about hadlaka. So kamashalom is mutter limchos. When we came in the michabel v'herelo, and this is very important. Once you were moche and you showed him the lo michale, that you're not happy shayaseh b'shal shalom, that the guy is doing it for you on Shabbos. Even if the guy did it after the malacha, guess what? It's viewed as if the guy did it for himself. So it's very interesting. If the guy lights it for you and you tell him, I don't want it, and he still does it anyway, so then it's not like it's done for you. Okay? So look what he says. However, you gotta be careful. Right? Says, even if it was done in the base Yisrael with the nair of Yisrael, and everybody says, because zeh kishaloi yarin b'mechaaso, that is, you cannot be doing, you can't pull off shtick, you can't let go. I don't want you to do it. Like obviously, talking about when you're really giving a macha, it's a full blown macha. I don't want it, and he knows that you don't want it, and you really don't want it. So then, if he does it, then you know you could be none of from it. Okay? Lamed Zion. Okay? Lahav Lignay. He goes, Dafka Kisha Ner Shal Eni. This is very important. When he says Mutter Limchos, that's Dafka Kisha Ner Shal Eni Yehudi. That's when the Ner is a guys. Ava Kisha Ner Shal Yisrael. But if the Ner itself is the Yisrael, then sarich limchos bo. Because if he's lighting your stuff, it's your lights, it's your house, it's your stuff, so then not only is it mutter limchos, then you are obligated to be what? To be moche. Because if he's done using his own things, then mutter limchos. Okay? But if it's, because then you need a heter, because maybe you shouldn't get involved in it. It's not your stuff, he's just doing it, then you know, you won't be nana from it, and you don't have to say anything to him. Okay? But if it's your man's in your house, okay, sarach limchos bo, kishiroa shirot lalik ner, if you see that he wants to go ahead and be madlik and ner on the host of shemen bishvilo, he wants to do it for you, so then you are obligated to be moche and tell him not to do it. Kadamar elbasif katan yud alef ayin sham. Finally, this is the famous halacha, okay, of having the, you know, the guy turn on the heat, and all kinds of stuff like that. Look what he says. Lavichas. Be'atzos kalos, in very, very cold lands. Mutter le'ena Yehudi, it is mutter for ena Yehudi, a guy. Lasos medura, b'shvil ketanim. You're allowed to go ahead and make fire for the ketanim to warm them up. And then once they're allowed to do it for the lot, for the ketanim, so then the gedolim can go ahead and be warm, but could warm up by it. Once you can do it for the ketanim, then the gedolim can. Now, feel the gedolim, and even for the gedolim is very important. Mutter im akor gadol, if the core is really, really cold, like really freezing, okay? Then you could even have it done directly for the hill, for the gedolim, not gedolim, a gadol, someone who's over 13. Shakol cholim eitzelat kor. Everyone is considered. If it's really, really, really cold, everyone is considered a chola. Legabe, real cold, you got to get frostbitten. Okay, and therefore it's a heter for the guy to do it for Israel. This below ka'osam shenoagim heter afal pi she'ena kor gadol b'yomahu. And he says, and this is not like those that are knowing a heter, even though it's not so cold. It's only a heter by a regular gadol if it's really, really cold. Let's look at the Mishnah Berurah. Lasos medura. You can do a medura for ketanim even if it's a little cold, not if it's very, very cold. It says beruah din lahasik taner besachor. Also, you can put the heater on for them. Yeah, so to light up the Tanah Beschar means the heater. In our case, it means like the heater. There, these have a separate room, a separate Tana Beis Achor, where they have the heating room, where you go. Lamed Tes. Umutar HaGedolim. The Gedolim could be Nehmeh once it was lit for the Ketanim. Wrote to Lomar, Kevin, the Iker Nasa B'Shriya Ketanim. Since it was done for the Ketanim, right, they heated out, they lit the Madura for the Ketanim, because the Ketanim were cold. If it was done for the Ketanim and the Gedolim, then Pesach HaShulchan Aruch will come on that it is Aser. It's only if it was done for the Ketanim, then the Gedolim come and be Nemeh, unless, as we said, it's a core Gadol Gadol. It's Mutter, why? Rotsa Lomar, and that why? Mutter, Rotsa Lomar, Afilu Lomar Beferish B'Shabbos Lahasik. Meaning you can even tell, okay, a guy explicitly to turn the heat up for Ketanim if they're cold. And therefore, Gadol is allowed to. Gadol. A Gadol is allowed. It's allowed to be done for a Gadol if the what? If the core is Gadol. If it's really, really cold. The B'lav Achi, because without it, Ein Derech HaGdolim Mitzta'ar Kol Kach. Gadolim are not as Mitzta'ar as little kids, okay? I guess maybe old people might be the same as little kids. Interesting shiloh for the post-kid. But old people might be like little kids in terms of how cold it is. Sha'kol cholim. Okay? It's our core. If it's real core, everyone is a cholim. Mikol makom lahasik achar mincha b'shabbos. However, to have the guy light after mincha b'shabbos, she'er motzei shabbos asr. So for the rest of the day or night, it's going to be hot. For sure that's asr. Me'achar dekvar nischam in baboker. Once it already got warm in the morning, it's not going to be that cold in the afternoon. The afal pishikvar niskarer, even though it got cold, eino kar kol kach. It's not going to be so kar in the afternoon. She adam nashav kechola, so it'll be considered a chola in eitzel kriyus zet. V'lechei chayevim l'mchois l'ani yehudi shelo la'asik od. Therefore, you should tell any guy not to turn on the heat or to light any more. The Madura, Arachar, it says the Kochavim, until after nightfall. When we come back on a cold, total of the Yakor, if he goes to Chav. But then he says, but the bottom line is, it's all really telling on how cold it is, and how, the bottom line is, if it really did cool down, and it's so cold, it's like minus 40 degrees, then even in the afternoon, you'd be able to have him do it, because it got that cold. Eitzel HaKor, okay, HaKor Chol and Eitzel HaKor, but Tzorach Lachem Ba'od Yom, you have to do what? You have to prepare when it's still Friday, the Pchanim Shei Muzonim B'Shabbos, that it will be ready on Shabbos, if not any Yehudi, before the Goy, Ki Asli Yisrael Talkalim B'Shabbos, because the Jew can't go ahead and move coals on Shabbos, L'Achir L'Fadim, and put it before him, V'Lo Ka'osam, and you can't be like those that are knowing a Heter, even if it's not so cold, which people do today. Anytime, oh, we need a little heat, call the gun. You can't do that. When we call Makom, he says, you can't give musa to those people. The mutav she yishavi v'ayu mazidim. That's why you have people like in a shul, in Balabatim, and they don't know, they think that, wow, you tell them we can get some gun to put on a little heat. Okay? So he says, you gotta know, because in most cases they won't listen to you, and mutav she yishavi v'ayu mazidim. Okay? Better that they'll be sure they're gonna be amazing. And we're talking about the Rabbanim here. She'en HaKor Gadol, but you, not being a Baal boss, you guys are a big time in Chachamim, so you know, and you have to realize, Ein HaKor, okay, Gadol, if the Kor is not Gadol, then there's no Heter, and he says, Yaakov Panim Yizar Shalom Lomar Lo B'Shabbos, you should not tell him on Shabbos Lahasik or Lahasik Zamadura. Better not tell him on Shabbos. Rather, Yitzavir in all the Kablonus. She Yasik lo kol yimos achor ve she yakar. The best thing to do is to tell, hire a guy to be around when it gets really, really cold. Right? And you tell him beforehand, like they were telling about the guy who came to put on the lights, which is probably not mutter. But for here, it would be mutter, you tell him beforehand, v'az afed ani yavi Yasik v'she'er akor gadol. This way, if the guy does it, even when it's not kor gadol, eshar davi lekiilu asa midaito, it could be like he did it right. Because you told him to do when it's really, really cold, right? if you tell him before Shabbos, then you tell him to do it only when it's really, really cold, and he goes and he puts it on because he thinks it's really, really cold, then it could be like he did it by himself, and you don't have to be doing it. They ain't saying that says to be so, and therefore you don't have to leave the house. You can wash your custom and sip all the Yishav Mishabura, sip cut and give them. I can't. Beautiful. Shkoy. Okay, Menetzel Paskins that Yushalayim and Svas in the winter is considered cold lands, that you'd be able to go ahead and tell the guy to do it, but still it's advisable to follow the advice of the Mishabura to tell him before, and this way you avoid any of the problems, because if he does it himself and it's really not that cold, then you'll be able to stay in the house or the shul and it won't be a problem. Adka.